Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl that demands to tell me a joke, Jamie Bloom. It better be a good one.
It's a good one. Right. How does the man in the moon cut his hair?
Let's see. You have the man in the moon. You have the rabbit in the moon. A rabbit is a hare, cuts his hair.
You're way overthinking
way
this.
Eclipse it. Eclipse it. Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
We all went out and watched Eclipse a number of times for an hour.
Yes, yesterday. And again, thank you so much to Chuck, our friend and loyal listener, who brought those glasses to us
so that we
had glasses.
Yeah, we had like four or five pairs.
I think you brought us four pairs.
And so we would trade off, and people go look for them, 30 seconds, they go back to work, and it worked out great.
Yeah.
I was in the DL 7 years ago in an area of total eclipse, and it did not get dark. And yet on television,
yes.
It looked dark. And then I got to think, I wonder if they used a filter. Because,
I don't know.
Because it wasn't even close to that dark. Now, what were we, 80%, would you say?
Yes, sir, yeah, probably covered? About, yeah.
And it was kind of like, if you looked outside, it looked like maybe you're a lightly tinted glass you might
right,
have been
uh-huh.
looking through.
Yeah.
But I get that. It wasn't total eclipse, but I was in that last time, and it was even somewhat cloudy. You would think that would make it
even darker.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even close
to
dark.
Yeah, I agree. I watched the Today Show this morning, and they were showing areas where it was completely in all the, like, crowds of people, and they're all like, wow, and they're celebrating because it's completely dark. I don't know, but I wasn't in total eclipse last time.
I'm telling you, this 66-year-old's going, they used a filter.
Well, I don't know if they would have done that, but I've seen some really amazing pictures, too, online that people have taken, and they showed some neat NASA video this morning that was like time-lapse type video that showed the whole thing happen, and it was cool. It was a fun day, and yeah, in 20 years, we'll do it all again. So
no, we won't.
Unless, yeah, some of us will.
Some of you will.
Unless you want to travel. One guy on the Today Show was talking this morning about,
like,
and I don't remember what he mentioned, the next place, and he said, I've already got my flight booked, and so he's going to travel to
Well, there you go.
So speaking
would be kind
of
a, if you had the money for it, it'd be an interesting hobby.
Yes, it would. Travel
life,
to see
if you will, every 18 months, go to wherever in the world it was to see every eclipse.
It would be. That would be really cool.
That would be expensive.
Yeah. Quite the legacy. Speaking of working, are you one of the many Americans who power through work even when you feel under the weather?
Oh, yeah.
I know. I do, too.
Absolutely. It's like, why go sit at home and be miserable alone? I can be miserable here with everyone
else.
Make
all the rest of you miserable, too.
Yeah, exactly.
According to a new study, the average person spends about 84 hours a year working despite feeling unwell. This means that on average, individuals work 10 and a half days per year while under the weather. I mean, I think there's a difference, too, between being really sick and being... I mean, if you just... Like, today I'm sore because I exercised a little yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I feel just a little under the weather, but definitely not stay home under the weather.
I feel a little under the weather every day. Wait till you get to be as old as me. Then it's like...
moving around.
It's like, man, it's you're alive, so therefore you're not feeling like a 20-year-old anymore.
I found this little, like, it was like a 7-minute workout on Instagram with some weights, and I was watching this gal go through this series of exercises. I thought, I can do those exercises. So when I got home at 5 last night, I thought, okay, I'm just going to try
these
little exercises, 7 minutes, and I put something on the TV, on Netflix and all. And so I did this little 7-minute workout. My legs were just like jelly the rest of the night. And still today, so it was obviously a good workout.
Yeah.
But yeah, today I'm still
edged into it.
I think so. I should have only done a couple of the exercises. Yeah. But the survey also revealed that 47% of respondents admit they would rather push through illness than take a sick day. Many cited concerns about being seen as dramatic by coworkers if they were to stay home sick. It just depends to me. Like, I don't want you to get me sick.
Well, and if you have the flu, and you're thinking of throwing up, and you just can't hardly stand up because you're so weak, that's different. But truly, as you get older, I don't know anybody that as you get older, you don't have more aches and pains.
Right.
And so, it's just part of living. Well, I'm amused at young people because they'll have an ache or a pain. And it's like, I don't feel very good. And it's like, well, what's wrong? It's like, my arm hurts. And it's like, well, Just one of them? You have two.
Yeah, really. Use the other one.
Use the other one. No, seriously, as you get older, I mean, it's not that your tolerance for pain is better. It's just you just get more used to it.
Right.
You don't feel top of your game
every day. I'll say
hardly ever.
Take some ibuprofen and...
Yeah, take ibuprofen.
Move on with life.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Maybe have a glass of milk.
Yeah, there you go. Well, since you brought up milk...
What do you know?
You see the headline, Nimrod Expedition.
Who are you calling a Nimrod?
I know, exactly. That's what caught my eye. I thought, what the heck? That was the name of a ship.
Of a ship?
Yeah.
The Nimrod?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be on that ship.
Well, it didn't turn
What's
out so
crew
whippy.
Like?
It didn't turn out so whippy.
Mm-hmm.
The New Zealand's Defiance brand milk in 1907 was on this Nimrod expedition.
Defiance brand milk.
Yeah, powdered milk.
So Defiance was the name of the company.
Yes. Yes, capitalized Defiance.
Okay.
Was on this this expedition to Antarctica to the South Pole, and the ship got icebound.
Okay.
And the crew did end up getting rescued eventually.
Uh-huh.
But they had like 40 pounds of powdered milk in a metal can.
And they left it there.
Yeah, because once they got rescued, it wasn't like they rescued the ship.
Hey,
they just
we need
rescued,
the milk. Yeah.
Yeah, we need be sure and bring the milk.
Bring the milk. Yeah, they just left it there.
They just left it there. Well, somebody came on to it here in recent times, and you know, the wreck in general was still in pretty fair shape. Of course, Antarctica, it's not like
just froze it up. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's been in the deep freeze. Well, this milk has been in the deep freeze for all this time. And so they're interested to take it and test it to see if... And they said, really, the only difference was how they made milk in those days.
Yeah.
Was different than dried milk in those days than they do now.
Uh-huh.
And it was in a metal can.
Mm-hmm.
And it had picked up a little bit of the metal in the can, chunks of rust.
Right.
But, I mean, trace amounts of tin and things like that. But
how about nutritional value, though? Was the nutrition still there?
It was actually a little bit more because they left more fat in those days.
Oh, I suppose they did. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, anyway, if you have... You don't ever get these ads for survival food, right?
I don't know. That's not in my algorithm.
Oh, my gosh. My algorithm somewhere.
It probably will be now because my watch is listening
exactly.
And my phone is listening. I'm going to send that to you when I get that later today.
Oh, I bet I get one a day.
Hmm.
And it's expensive. Survival food's expensive. It costs probably close to $6, $7 a day for your food. And, of course, it's all dried. And it has a shelf life of 20-plus years. And it's usually in a packet that has everything for that meal. And a broad variety of meals. I mean, beef stroganoff, but everything's dried. And I suspect the beef stroganoff is not real beef.
Right.
It's probably dried beef broth or something
like
that. Right.
Oh, anyway, I'm sure. Yeah.
Anyway, I have decided that I'm not going to rely on dried food.
On dried food.
I'm going to rely on stealing it from somebody else.
Did your mom buy powdered milk for you growing up?
No, I'm not sure I've ever had it.
The only place I've had powdered milk was that Mom used to make a recipe for homemade hot chocolate powder mix.
Oh, yes, of course.
And so you would mix powdered milk with cocoa and whatnot. And then you could make, and she'd put it in a big Tupperware container.
We still make that today.
Yes.
We would be Lisa.
And then you could have all the hot chocolate you wanted without having to open
one particular grandkid.
And,
that is his thing. He walks in the door, can have hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And whenever we go camping, of course, the guys, they want their coffee first thing in the morning. Well, we make sure we take
some
the hot chocolate along because we have to have ours, that it's only fair that they would get theirs.